Republicans predicted a national horror movie should President Donald Trump lose in November, offering dark warnings for the president's diehard base on the opening night of his scaled-down national convention last night, even as others tried to broaden President Trump's political appeal. Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida says there's a clear choice between President Trump and Joe Biden.
Speaking to you from an auditorium emptier than Joe Biden's daily schedule, but we are a nation of full hearts and clear minds. We see the choice clearly: strength or weakness, energy or confusion, success or failure.
In his remarks, U.S. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise said the stakes in this election could not be higher.
There's a lot at stake. This is an election between a party that wants to burn down the foundations of our country to the ground and a party that wants to rebuild and protect our great nation. The left wants to defund the police. This is personal to me. I wouldn't be here without the bravery and heroism of the men and women in law enforcement who saved my life.
Although many in the Democratic Party are making calls to defund the police, former Vice President Joe Biden has said specifically he has no plans to do so. Democrats officially nominated Mr. Biden and his running mate, U.S. Senator Kamala Harris, last week. The Kremlin on Tuesday rejected accusations of involvement in an alleged attack on Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who is in a coma in a German hospital a day after doctors said tests indicated that he was poisoned. The politicians' allies say the Kremlin is behind the illness of its most prominent critic, with some demanding an investigation into whether Russian President Vladimir Putin was involved. The Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters he had no grounds for launching an investigation. This is VOA News. U.S. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy told